Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Bubba G, the Caveman. My spiritual seed of comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Bubba G, and I'm a spiritual advisor on Keen. I'm your host for today's program, the Bubba G's Laughter Factory Show. And Dr. Uma, my co-host here, also there to assist with the show and everything else, and share her experiences as she wishes. If you would like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7/365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes for $1.99 per minute and other yummy offers that you can find. It's coming, God's laughter. Remember to laugh more. Bubba G's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Bubba G's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my Sunday show. And we both are honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Bubba G is here. I kick your crutches. Now I'm going to take a few callers in order to receive. And so, go ahead. You are on air. Hello, hello. Go ahead. Your name, quickly.
Hello, this is Patricia.
Oh, yes. Patricia from?
Georgia.
Georgia, yes. Go ahead and ask your question, please. Welcome.
Okay, I just want to see if this guy that I'm seeing named Trey wants a relationship. Where does he want our relationship to go?
Well, for one thing, he wants to actually, what was his name for audience?
Trey.
Yes, for audience, Trey. He wants to get to know you, but he's very attracted to you also romantically. So that's
okay.
Given, yes. Uh-huh. And so that should tell you that you should go slow. If you want a long-term relationship, go slow with him, because one thing is for sure, I like the guy. He's very handsome, harmless, and he used to be your husband in the past life. Like a twin flame. So this is very precious relationship, and I believe that you can wait for commitment that he gives you, and he will marry you. So that's all I must tell you. So be cautious,
okay.
And everything is going to be just fine and dandy. And thank you for your one question, darling, and you have a great Sunday.
All right, you
goodbye,
too. Thank you.
My dear.
Bye-bye.
You're most welcome. Bye. All right. So we're going to take next caller here. Hello, hello. You're on air.
Hey, Papa. This is Tasha calling from California. I want to know what you see as far as my relationship with my king and how you see it going. What does he want from me in this relationship?
Yes. Actually, this guy, you said, yeah. He's a very nice guy, and he's very handsome. He has a lot of devotion towards you, okay? And it's a good thing to not rush that, just like the other clans I told.
Yeah.
Within this year,
it's been 4 years for us.
I know, but within this year, something got to give in for you and him, because there's something is going to happen, and he comes to you in a little bit more closer, more romantic way than before. So you just hang in there, and you shall see that this is going to result.
Do you know when?
Do you know
what month will this take off from?
Anytime
I'm still waiting patiently.
Yeah, anytime in this year, I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's
okay.
The way it goes. Okay, anytime in this year, you are going to be... but I also see that you and him are soulmates.
Henry.
Only. Yeah.
Me and Henry? No, you
not
said
a twin
me, you said me and Henry was...
Yeah.
Oh, not?
Yeah, but... Yeah, but he is a very good man, and he's just indecisive, and that's the only problem with him. But it's going to be all right. Once he's sure, then he'll come around and give you the commitment that you need and deserve. But he's also bad in communication, so never mind him that way. You know, like, it's not personal. Don't take it personal. That would be a mistake. So thank you so much for your question, and blessings to you, Tasha. All right,
thank you.
Darling.
Thank
from
you.
California, another right. caller. Awesome. So laugh more. All right. So we're going to take another caller here. In order received. Go ahead. You're on air. Okay, if you're not saying nothing, I hope you haven't fallen asleep. So go ahead. Hello, hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. From where?
Hi, New York.
Hi. New York, yes. Go ahead and ask your question, darling. Thank you so much.
I want to know, when am I going to start dating and be in a serious relationship?
Actually, you can start dating in this summer of love within 40 days. And to be in a serious relationship is more or less within 6 months for you. Anytime.
Okay.
Yes. And so you should be very happy. Throw your hat in the air. And count,
put my heart in the air.
Count your... Yeah, in the air. And don't worry, I'll catch it. Yeah. And everything's going to be all right, darling. You're going to, you know, catch a nice, handsome fish. Don't you worry. Meow, meow. You'll be happy. All right.
All right, thank you.
Just I know you're from New York. So
yes.
You live in Igloo and you... make a snowman and lay the snowman and you're so hot and you melt the snowman by the morning and in the morning it disappears. I only get the carrot, the nose. You chew on the carrot and then you're happy. You juggle some snowballs and you become a good juggler and then you build another snowman for the tomorrow night. Yeah, right. All right, so thank you so much for your call. All right.
Thank you.
Bless
thank
you.
You.
Laugh
bless
more.
You
all right. All right, next, we have here, let's see. Okay, next caller,
hey.
Go ahead. Say your name.
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, Barbara G, this is Terry. How are you?
Okay, Terry, all right. Go ahead.
All right. So I
yes,
have a
yes,
question
yes.
for you. So I was in a car accident a few months ago. So I have to do a surgery. Yeah, I have to do a surgery on my shoulder because of the MRI results. However, the insurance company, they want me to see the guy that hit us. They want they want me to see the Geico insurance company soon. Before the surgery, which I don't think it's a good idea. It's supposed to be after the surgery.
After the surgery.
Yes, not before the surgery. Yeah. So I just wanted to see what should I settle for. I don't know. I mean, they're going to be. I mean, I have a Denver curved at me, but I'm not sure. Or should I kind of hold out on it?
No,
they do a number between 40 and 60.
The bracket is 37 37,000 to 50. That's the bracket you should look. Yes.
Okay. 37,000 to 50. That's, okay.
Yeah, 37 to 50. That's the negotiation, and you can settle anywhere within that, and it would be just fine and dandy, and throw your hat in the air like the other lady. Don't worry, I catch it.
All right. And do you see it?
All right.
You do. You see it settling before the end of the year or after the end of the year? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so that sounds good. Between 37 and 50. That sounds great.
Yes, it would happen sometime in this year. All right. So thank you so much for your two questions.
Thank you.
One question you sneaked in there.
Thank you.
You rascal.
Cool,
right,
thank
you.
You're
welcome. Laugh more.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, next client. Go ahead. You're on
Hi,
air.
Hi, Babaji.
Hello, hello. Yes, go ahead. Hello.
Hi,
your
Babaji.
Name?
This is Adriana.
Yes, Adriana from Planet California. And
yes.
From where? San Diego. Yes, Adriana from San Diego. All right. So, go ahead. Princess.
Well,
ask your question, darling. Thank you for calling.
I have to think
calling.
About. I think what I want to ask you is, now in end of September, it's going to be 2 years that I've been dating Romer. Wow, it's really fast.
Yes.
2 years that I've been living here. So what
Absolutely.
Do you think we're having on this? Do you predict anything?
Although Romer is very slow, like a snail, you know, slow, and like quiet, like turtle and all that. But he has been giving it a few times thoughts. But the obstacle is really not him, but he's going to be freed from the clutches of his mother. I see the presence of a mother. So it's just like, you know, she's very controlling and manipulating his energy. So he's still, you know, not allowing him to go for it. But that's the only obstacle, as I see. And that's going to be removed. So don't worry about that.
So you still see that. Well, but she's not going to go away unless she dies. Hello?